You're listening to Her Heart Heals Divorce Radio. Hi, I'm Christina Cuevas. 7 years ago, I went through a divorce and it completely turned my world upside down, and I'm so glad it did. I documented my healing to share information with other women going through their own divorce journey. And now, with thousands of downloads around the world from divorced women just like you, I'm here to show you how to ditch the shame around divorce and finally heal so that you can regain the confidence to create your most abundant and joyful future. I'm so glad you're here. This is Her Heart Heals Divorce Radio.
Hello, lovelies. It's your divorce transformation expert, Christina, and I am really excited to bring you a very special podcast episode. This isn't like the traditional episodes that I put out. This is the replay of my recent workshop, the 2024 Comeback Era Planning Workshop. And this was so special and so unique. It's the first workshop that I've done in the new year. I thought that it would be really, really beneficial to bring this audio of the workshop to the podcast for all of you to start the year off on a great note and really put in the intention to help you both heal and grow from divorce, because that is, as we know, the Her Heart Heals method. It is healing and growth in action at the same time. And this workshop really combines all of the different framework that we use inside of my coaching. And I thought that it would be really beneficial to bring this workshop to you so you can listen wherever you are. It has a very beautiful meditation to help you go deeper in the beginning and really connect with your intuition and help you cultivate just beautiful intentions for the year that come from your authentic intuition. You also will get a free workbook that goes with it, as well as all of the bonuses that I talk about in this workshop. So it is pretty, pretty jam-packed with a lot of special things. If you would like the link to the workbook and the bonuses, check out the link in the show notes. I will have that for you there and you can get access. The workbook is really special because it's not like a traditional workbook. These have single pages that you can use, like a bucket list that you can have. There's also a spot in there to have your word of the year and the things that we've really cultivated for yourself. These are all your own answers that are born from your intuition that you can have with you. So the workbook is really special to keep on hand and really just reflect on your progress throughout the year. So head on over to the link in the show notes to grab that. And without further ado, let's jump on into the workshop replay of 2024 Comeback Era Planning. I hope you enjoy it. Talk soon. Welcome to the 2024 Comeback Era Planning Workshop. This is going to be truly different than any masterclasses that I've done because I really want to take this time to workshop some things. So I'm going to be giving you a lot of prompts and things to work through, lots of moments for pause and reflection. So there's going to be a lot of questions and time for reflection to help you go deeper. We just had a new moon yesterday on 1/11. New moons are a time of planning and setting intentions. And so I felt like this was the perfect day to hold a workshop around this, setting intentions and really prioritizing where we want to go. I feel like with the new year, everybody puts so much pressure around creating New Year's resolutions and having to make rapid actions, but it doesn't always feel that good because we're still in winter. A lot of the action and the motivation to act is done in the springtime. So this time right now is really great for planning and setting the intention and making these subtle shifts so that come spring, we're ready to act and we're ready to take action
in the right direction and in the direction that we have been setting this intention and planning for weeks in advance. So this workshop really is dedicated to you. And so I want to encourage you to really spend this time noticing how you are feeling, noticing your feelings. This is a good time to close any distractions, shut off any phones, or put them away. This is your time. Along with the amazing that I put together, I was going to put together like a simple workbook, and then I started creating it and I was having way too much fun with it. And it's great. I hope you love it. If you are listening to this later or on the podcast and you would like to get a copy of the replay video and the workbook, feel free to sign up at the link in the show notes for those of you that are listening. I'm honored to be your divorce transformation mentor. And so if you come across any insight, anything that you feel like sharing, tag me, let's connect on Instagram. You can always tag me at Her Heart Heals. And on TikTok, I'm at Her Heart Heals _. So feel free to tag me on any aha moments and let's celebrate together. A little bit about me, if we haven't formally met, I'm Christina. I became officially divorced in 2017 and I felt like a total failure. I felt like I failed at something that people say that you shouldn't fail at. I feel safe in this space saying that because I know that those of you here with me totally get me and understand where I'm coming from. So I began my journey of trying to look for how to heal these feelings. And I'm sure you know, there's not a whole lot out there. There is traditional therapy, which I did. And there's also listening to my friends and getting myself out, doing things. And some of that helped, but I felt really out of place. Really, the only thing that sounded like a great solution was disappearing and going to Costa Rica for an eat, pray, love kind of experience, but that wasn't very realistic. But I'll tell you what I did find, a statistic. 50% of all marriages end in divorce. The first one. Guess how many people are likely to get divorced a second time? Out of that 50%. Drop it in the chat. So we are 60% more likely to get divorced again if we've already been divorced. Isn't that wild? So that really gave me some insight. And I think that that's something that a lot of people miss. If more people get divorced a second time, then there's a lot of people who aren't healing the right way. We are all carrying our baggage from relationship to relationship, or what I like to call you're bringing along your grief case. So why was there not more to help us in this massive life moment? I really didn't understand how come we didn't have more solutions to help us during this time if there's so many of us going through this experience. And that's when I knew that I really had to figure it out for myself. I felt like I was kind of on my own. And in that, I immersed myself in learning from all of the world's top coaches in things like NLP and trauma, and became certified in things like energy work and hypnosis and trauma release breath work. And I shared it all on social media and my podcast, Rebuilding You, which we may have found each other from. And it's actually insane. We just hit
number one podcast for divorced women on Apple Podcasts and top 10 global podcast overall. And it's crazy to think that it all started from me sharing my story and documenting it. And after that, I started working with women one-on-one to not just heal, but thrive after divorce. I was meeting women who shared similar sentiments and similar ways of life. And so that's really how the Her Heart Heals method started, and which is to be efficient, to not waste time. How many of you have heard people talk about the average time to heal and how it's like half the time that you were in a relationship? I think a lot of people Google this. I know I did. And they always say that it's like the equation is half the time that you are in a relationship is going to be the amount of time that it takes you to heal. For me, that would have been like 5 years. That felt like a prison sentence. And that was after I was already divorced. So no thanks. No thanks. I needed to find a way to integrate both the healing part and overcoming it. I see so many women wasting time, lifetimes sometimes, letting their pain seep out like a bad water leak in a home. And you know what happens when we don't cure a leak? Water leaks go out into other areas. They have like little fingers and they find streams and they find their way to make things out, to go out. And it grows mold. And it's just because they haven't found the right way to heal. Or they think that time is just going to heal the problem, that there's nothing for anybody to do. You just kind of got to sit back and make good choices and it'll happen eventually, right? We have these massive moments in time that change the course of our lives forever. I like to look at divorce like a portal, a moment in time where we have the chance to make divorce be the thing, the second chance that catapults us into a life that we've always wanted. We just have to go through the ick and the sticky feelings of our emotional jungle. And then next thing you know, you get to the beach with the clearest, most pristine waters because most of the people won't do the work. They're never going to find the pristine waters. But here you are, going through the jungle. And I'm so glad to get to share this work with all of you. So thank you so much for being here. And as a bonus as well for being on the call or listening to the replay or signing up or registering, I'm offering everybody who joins this workshop a free one-on-one call to help us deep dive around how to make this year your year. So not only are we going to go through these questions and help you pull out some inspiration, but I also want to help you get really clear around the roadblocks and what to do when you encounter them so that we can truly up-level together. So check your email after the workshop for how to snag one of these spots while you're in this momentum. It is a time-sensitive offer. So please, please, please make sure that you take advantage of this. And for those of you on a mission to make 2024 your year of transformation, if you hang with me until the end, I have a really special invite to join me in a group container and get exclusive pricing that will not be advertised anywhere. And it expires on Monday. So another time-sensitive bonus here, but it is worth your while, I promise you. So let's dive in, shall we? I want to start by getting us out of our head and into our body. So really preparing to call forth our purest intentions. So I want us to get grounded. Okay, so if you are driving, come back and listen to the replay later, or imagine this with us if you're out walking. You can visualize. I think it'll work just the same. So get comfortable wherever you're at, and I want you to close your eyes. Start taking deep breaths in and out. And with each exhale, let the stressors of the day, week, or month fade away. Find yourself getting heavier in your seat, noticing any sensations or tension. And see if you can soften those spots with each exhale. I want you to imagine yourself in a beautiful remote resort in a tropical rainforest. There are lush trees all around you. And you notice this trail with wooden plank floors weaving through the jungle. You decide to go through this trail. You can smell the fresh, slightly humid air being produced by the trees. As you walk through the curvy wooden plank trail, you are noticing that you are now fully surrounded by the trees of the jungle. It feels like a little cocoon. But as you keep going, you start to hear faint ocean waves. You walk towards the sound until you can finally see the beautiful bright blue water and crystal white sandy beach. It's a perfect day. When you finally hit the sand, you take off your shoes and walk on the sand toward the ocean. You see a very beautiful woman sitting on a boulder, looking at the ocean, basking in the sunshine. And as you get closer, you notice that she looks very familiar. You realize that this woman is you in the future. She turns to greet you with a big smile and a friendly wave. Next thing you know, you're standing face to face with you in the future. I want you to spend some time with her and ask her how life is going. She looks so happy. Ask her what's changed. She tells you she finally did that thing. And it came out better than she could have imagined. She finally did the thing. And it came out better than she could have imagined. Let her tell you the story and ask her, what she wants you to know about this next year. You realize it's time to head back. And you say goodbye by giving each other a big giant hug that lasts a few seconds. And as you turn to go away, you say, "See you soon." As you head back to the trail of the jungle with the wooden planks, with each step, you are coming back into your body, here in the present. Start to feel movement in your hands and your feet, and blink open your eyes whenever you're ready. So you just met future you, showing you what is possible and inspiration that your intuition wants to work towards. It's this energy right here that we're building from. So I know I mentioned that we are going to be going through this feeling. And hopefully you have a notebook that you're jotting down notes, but I also created the workbook for you with everything that we are covering today. So the main thing for you to do right now is to keep with this feeling and jot down everything that comes to mind. This is your intuition. The workbook can be a great reference and things that you want to add to. So also feel free to use that to go back to reference it and then keep it for your records. Okay, so let's get into it. In order to know where you're going, you have to know where you've been. And we have to meet ourselves where we're at, right? Being realistic with what life really looks like. It's easy to think about all the things that we want and some of the future, and it's easy to get stuck in the past, but where are we right now? So let's get into what we are going to be letting go. And hopefully that meditation brought out a lot of clarity around everything that we're going to be covering. So I want you to think, what is something that you are letting go of from last year, 2023? And I want you to get really specific. Is it a thing? Is it a person? Is it a feeling? Is it a habit? Is it a thought? Get really specific. So the next thing is getting into the planning. Does anybody love to plan? Am I the only planner? All right. Does anybody plan for the worst case scenario? Instantly, my mind always wants to plan for like the worst thing that's going to happen. Like I always feel I have to be two steps ahead. Okay, so today we're planning for the best case scenario. So why is it important to plan? Planning helps us get back on track. We feel good today, but it's not every day. And sometimes one bad day leads to two bad days, and then it leads to three bad days. And then all of a sudden we develop a pattern, and then we forget where we're going. We forget our why. We forget our compass. So planning helps us to get back on track. A plan also supports our dreams. A plan gives us feedback that we can measure. Because when things don't go our way, or when things do go our way, it's feedback. It's not good or bad. It's just feedback to what we need to be doing differently next. So in your workbook, I put an image of the wheel of life. And I'm actually going to drop in an image, not the exact image from the workbook, but I'm going to drop a screenshot of the wheel of life in the chat for everybody to see. The wheel of life is a great place to work from when it comes to planning and thinking about our habits and our experiences and just all kinds of things and intentions that we want to set for the new year. So it's career, financial, spiritual, family, physical, intellectual, and social. So we like to create the basics and then we build from there. These are all the areas that really make up a balanced life. So we'll start with routine. What does routine look like for you today? And even if you don't have a routine, that's okay. We're going to plan for that in a little bit. But what are the things that have been consistent in your days, even if you don't like them? We're just honoring where we are. So there's no judgment. Remember, it's just feedback. So just be real with yourself on where you're at. And so anything that you've listed, how do you feel when you do those things? How do you feel when you do those things? So now we're going to get into ideal day planning. So what are things that you would like to incorporate into your daily, weekly, and monthly routine? So an example for me is I want to make it a routine to work from a coffee shop once a month. So that would go in my monthly routine. As you write these things down, I also want you to take notice to how you want to feel doing these things. And again, we're leaning into feelings because habits influenced by our mood comes from a filter in which we experience life. Habits are influenced by a mood, and your mood is a filter in which we experience life. So how do you want to feel? Next, we're going to go into experiences. What do you want to experience this year? I'm excited because one of the pages in the workbook is actually like a bucket list page. And so it'll help you break down all the things that you want to achieve, but like in a bucket list style where you can just check them right off. We're going to broaden the scope a bit. And I want you to think about what environments support your best self. Now, environments can be obviously like nature and that type of environment, but environments could also be social environments, people that surround us, places. Think about what environments support your best self. When do you feel like your best self? What does your environment look like when you are your best self? Are there certain people who are now a bit further away in this environment, or maybe just out of your immediate circle environment? Are there places in your environment that you no longer visit? So after writing down places that you no longer visit with this environment, what places do you visit as your best self? Think about it. When you're envisioning your best self and you're envisioning some of the ways of being that you want to experience, where would you go? What would your environment and your routine look like? What places would you visit as your best self? I learned this quote, and so I'm going to share it with you, but it's, if you want to change your life, change your beliefs. And if you want to change your beliefs, change your experiences. So as I mentioned, you have the bucket list item worksheet in the workbook, which also includes experiences that you want to have, things that you would like to accomplish and experience. And so, for example, an experience of mine that I would like to have is to learn how to get my dogs to walk without pulling a leash and have a perfect stroll. That's just not fast paced, not on a mission, because I feel like my dogs take me for a walk most of the time. Yeah, he's walking away because he knows I'm talking about him. He takes me for a walk big time. And so I would really love to have the experience of like walking with no tension on the leash. So that's one of the experiences on my bucket list. One of my clients' experiences that she wants is to go to Bali. So there's nothing too big or too small for these lists. I want you to just write them all down. And this might take you some time to marinate on, so think about it. Just really feed into like what your soul, what your intuition is saying. This would be kind of fun. This sounds exciting. Okay, so the next item that I want to get into is going back to some of the routine items. What are your non-negotiable forms of self-care? And how often are you realistically going to commit to them? So for example, I do self-care in quarters. That's what works for me, just for my budget, for my time. Each month, I rotate between a massage, or the following month, I'll have a facial. And then the month after that, I'll do some type of energy or spiritual work. And so every quarter, I start over, you know. So for example, January, I had a massage. February, I will go get a facial. And in March, I will do energy work, and then I'll start back over. And when you think about all the things that you want to bring for self-care, what is it going to take for you to make it happen? And pause and ask yourself, is this going to take too much? Is this going to make be stressful for me? Or does it feel just right? And if it is, tone it down. Listen to your intuition. This is not about overachieving. This is not about hustle culture and pushing yourself. This is not about overextending yourself and spending money. We're all about being smart with our bank accounts too. And then I want you to think about, what's your word of the year? I think this is really, really important. To be honest with you, I'm actually still undecided on mine. Speaking and using my voice, I want to come up with a word that talks about that or that leans into that. So I've been playing with the word amplify. If nothing comes to you right now, hey, it's okay. Meditate on it today. It's going to be in the workbook for you to enter it in there and keep with you and focus on. And so as we close out this piece, I want you to ask yourself, what's a phrase that you'd like to tell yourself if things do not go the way that you have planned for today? And in order to help you do that, you can even close your eyes and go back to the meditation of future you on the beach. What would she tell you that your phrase should be if things don't go the way that you planned? Does anybody want to share back from the meditation when we asked what the thing was that you finally did? Does anybody want to share in the chat? And if you don't, that's okay. You could email it to me later. I would love, love, love to know, because I think there's a part of us that really knows how it's all going to work out. Everything that all the answers that we seek are already inside of us. And as we go through life, it's like a ball of yarn. It just unravels and we learn more and more and more. We discover things, but I like to look at life as like a mirror. Life is a reflection of what we are, what we already have. And so all of the answers that we seek are already inside of us. And so going to our future self or our past self or our inner child, all of that work is really just tapping into things that we already know and getting clear. So if it ever gets a little woo-woo for you, just think about that. So as you've probably guessed by now, everything that you just created with all of these beautiful plans that came from deep within you, that is the core of everything. How you treat yourself and how you choose to heal equals your growth. And that's really the essence of the Her Heart Heals method that I created, which is healing and growth in action at the same time. The Her Heart Heals framework method that goes with the essence is what I call laying a foundation of security and stability using four pillars. And think about, I think when we go through divorce, most of us feel really insecure. Most of us feel like we are in survival mode and we can stay there. And so everything that we desire as our healing is really anchored in feeling safe. And so when you think about building something, building a home, you want it to be on a solid foundation. You want to make sure that that house is not going anywhere. So you have to lay the proper foundation. And with that, you have the four corners or the four pillars to really help you build that. And then on top of it, you can build your sanctuary of safety, your safe haven. So the four pillars are building the most important relationship, the one with yourself, making peace with your past, stepping into the you 2.0, and discovering all of the wonderful things that you have yet to learn about yourself. And four, becoming magnetic and learning to attract abundance and learning to be a magnet for things that bring you joy and breaking those patterns and really starting to step into that. And so these four items were actually woven into our training today. We talked about environments, we talked about routine, we talked about developing that relationship with ourself. We did some magnetizing work in here. But I know firsthand that it's not as easy as it sounds. Like, there's still stuff that I am constantly working on. But in order to prevent years from going by dealing with the same patterns of life over and over and over again with minimal change, or worse, just staying stuck and not being able to move forward at all, or feel like we're going backwards, which is like, in Spanish, it's the word peor, which is like beyond worse. It takes practice and guidance to see progress. And that's really why I created my first ever group program, Radiate and Rise, which is officially on pre-sale today. But shh, it's kind of a secret because it's only here in this workshop that I am announcing it. I am probably not going to announce it to the public for a little bit. So if you're listening to this, welcome, welcome. Keep it a secret. But it's a chance for six women who have all gone through divorce but seek a better way of life to come together in a private setting with me guiding you over 8 weeks as we fine-tune every single area of your life, truly laying a solid foundation where the things that you jotted down earlier can be done confidently, where you can communicate your wants and needs without second-guessing or doubting yourself, where you can know exactly where you're going in this new chapter and you're excited about it versus living in survival mode, always waiting for the other shoe to drop. And most importantly, where you get to turn your divorce into the fuel that's going to freaking launch you into the most abundant and successful and happy version of you. And you can say, now I know why my divorce had to happen. I get it now. I get it now. A lot of my clients tell me, how can you say that you're grateful for your divorce? And eventually over time, as we work through it, it's like the light bulb goes off and we realize the portal that I talked about earlier, and that this is actually an opportunity. Now, if you got what you needed from this workshop, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for being here with me. I'm really excited for you to put these items that you worked on into action. And I promise that gift of being part of the kickoff, and I want to invest back into you. So as I mentioned, you get one free one-on-one 2024 custom planning session to work through any roadblocks that came up for you and get my eyeballs and insight for a solid plan for the year ahead. So after the call, in the replay email, I'll be sending you the link to book one of these spots within the next 7 days. I can't wait to connect with each of you and build out a solid roadmap so that you can really lean into it with confidence. And feel free to drop anytime for those of you interested in going deeper with me. I've got the deal of a lifetime, truly. So, for those of us still here, welcome to the unofficial official launch of Radiate and Rise, my new 8-week program, and I'm looking for founding members. Since this is my first time running this as a group, I'm looking for my OG founding members. And not only will you get lifetime access to this program, but also access to any future updates that I make to it, or if I run it live again, which I'm not sure if I'm ever going to do it again. I want to run it live. I want to test it. And this may be the only time that I do it live. So I haven't decided yet, but if I do, you guys are welcome to join that group in the future. Absolutely free. This gets you lifetime access. The founding members will also be a part of the collaborative effort by giving your feedback so I can make this program the best that it can be for divorced women. You really get the chance to pay it forward. And because of that collaboration, my founding members are getting it at a steal. I'm not kidding. Literally almost 50% off of the normal price that it's going to be, which is $13.97. And the pre-sale pricing is $8.88. But the first three OG founding members who sign up with me to go on this journey and really make the next 60 days the most incredible journey that you're going to have in your life, I'm giving you $100 off on top of that, making this 8-week life-changing program $7.88, which literally makes each session cheaper than your average therapy session. So the $100 off, though, it expires in Friday. It expires on Monday or within 48 hours of when you watch the replay. So it is time sensitive. It'll never be this price again, ever. And there are payment plans also in the checkout option as well, if you're interested. So the $7.88 not only secures your spot as a founding member in the community, but it also gets you access to all of the workbooks created to keep everything notated, to be able to go back and reflect and really see how far you've come in, you know, 3-4 months from now, or, you know, a year down the line, and you get to look back and you're like, damn, I did that. What a journey. But most importantly, the special bonus activations, which are the deepener activities throughout the 8 weeks that you're going to get, is worth more than the full price of this program, honestly. We are going to be learning and experiencing different healing and mindset techniques that I've literally spent thousands of dollars on learning each one and becoming certified in them. And once you learn them, they're yours forever. You get to be your own healer. Because let's face it, divorce isn't going to be the last hard thing that we come across, but it's the tools and the skills that change everything as to how we overcome them and really change our perspective to help us continue to up level in our life. Also, as a bonus, you are going to be getting a group hypnosis track that I'm going to be custom making for the group to listen to every single day as we go through these 2 months. And normally those tracks are $300 each. So you're going to be getting that too. So much value and love put into this. Literally years of work crafting this, but I'm so excited to share it with you. As I mentioned, the program itself, it starts in March. But if you'd like to join now and take advantage of that $100 off, you have for the next 48 hours to use that code, and you're going to get that code in your email. And it's going to come in your email with the workbook, with the replay link, all of that good stuff. So you're going to get all of that little bundle with the $100 off for the first three OG founding members. I'm so excited. So think about it. Really make a decision from your gut. We spend a lot of time working from our intuition. So lean into that. Do what feels right for you. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to email me, or we can talk about it on your 2024 roadmap call. I'm so excited. We actually have a little bit of time left if anybody has any questions, from just even the whole workshop itself. Feel free to drop them in the chat. Nada, nada. Okay. Well, if you think of anything or anything comes up, I am here for you. Thank you so much for being here. And I hope this was really helpful, helping you to kick off 2024 and the vibes. And I'm so grateful and I'm so happy to be here. And I will talk to you soon. Bye.